greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the island nation of Sri Lanka, where, as always, and we keep reminding each day, day in and day out, Jesus Christ is Lord. And His Lordship over your life always needs to be something that you keep at the forefront of your existence here. It is not something that you have to think about. It is a state of being where He has that place, and in your core of your being, your soul, your heart, every aspect of who you are, you bowed your knee before the King of Kings and you let things be what they are. You know, with whatever it is that you're facing right now in life, with whatever it is that you're facing this day, whatever struggle you may have, if you switch from looking at that thing and focus your heart and your attention on Christ, everything will change. Jesus, words of the Father, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. You know, I've seen that one more and more in recent times. The reality and the truth of that. Because, you know, look, it doesn't matter how talented you and I are in our natural selves. The arm of flesh will fail you. The abilities in your natural being have a limitation. And, you know, sometimes what God's got to do is He's just got to keep upping the ante until you finally get broken. So He's got to keep giving you situation after situation after situation until you finally get to the point where you throw up your hands like, I can't do it. And when you hit that spot, then finally it's like, yeah, you're right, you can't do it, you never could. And if you just had to have a few more things collapse on you for you to realize that you couldn't do it, praise God, because now you can move on. See, it is Him doing it through you. It is His life flowing through yours. That is what makes the difference. That is what God has called us to do. That was the unfallen state. The unfallen state of man, the true existence and ultimate purpose of man, is wrapped up in us being in Him. Live and move and have your being remaining in Him and His words remaining in you. It's a state of existence. It is not something that you will be able to work and do and develop and be good enough and work out your 12-step plan and process and in all your imaginations of your heart and all the thinkings of your natural being be able to, okay, now you're good enough. You know, Jesus routinely broke people of that. You know, a good example of that was Peter. You know, Jesus said, look, you know, hey, you guys are all going to desert me. And Peter, in his natural ability, said, Lord, if everybody else runs away, I'm not going to run away. I'm going to die with you. And Jesus said, Peter said, before the rooster crows twice, you're going to deny me three times. I mean, how? Now, look, in Peter's natural ability, for him, that was his desire in his natural intention. But the arm of flesh fails you. He had good intentions, he really did. But Jesus knew his frame. Jesus knows your frame. He knows my frame. And he knows that left up to our own selves, apart from the empowering of the Spirit of God, it is not going to happen. You and I, apart from the Spirit of God, we can't do it. Apart from the Spirit of God. See, this is why he also said, look, remain in Jerusalem until you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, until the Spirit has come upon you. Why? Because you needed to remain in Jerusalem to get that infilling of His Spirit, which is necessary for you to be able to do what you can't do in your flesh, to do what you can't do in your natural ability. See, as long as it's up to your natural ability, it is going to have limitation. Whereas God gives the Spirit without measure. He just flows and flows and flows through us. And to the degree that you and I are unblocked and unhindered, and sin is not blocking the flow of what God is seeking to do in and through you, you will see, to that degree, you will see the manifestation of the power and presence of God in your life and through you. And you know, a lot of times you may not even recognize it. You may not even see it. But it's happening. You know, I tell you what. Listen, with these broadcasts that have gone out, I'm actually, you know, I know it's God. Because if you guys knew the state that I've been in when a bunch of these words have gone out, you know, in my own natural state, of how much in the natural ability that I have to be in a state of, you know, either depression or despair or struggling with things or whatever. But when the word has come forth and flown through, God has put in and through me something that people needed. And just left it at that. That's good enough. You know why? Because God knows what you need. I have no idea what you need. Me, natural person, if I was to ever be separate from His Spirit flowing through me, I have no clue what's going on with you. None whatsoever. But God knows. And here's the thing. You should take huge comfort in that. In the fact that God knows exactly what you need. And He will put a word in some guy driving around in a 20-year-old truck on a little tiny tropical island in the middle of the Indian Ocean. He will give a word to that person for you just to keep you going. Just to let you know that you're okay. And He's got you. And you're going to be all right. And with whatever it is that you're struggling with right now, that you're okay. And He's in control. And He knows. You know, He knows. You know, so often I think one reason why we struggle so much is because we think that He doesn't know. We think that He doesn't have things under control. We think that, you know, with the things that we face, that it's up to us to try to fix it. Look, it's not. It never was. If it was up to you to try to fix it, then you wouldn't have needed a Savior. Look, you and I needed a Savior. Jesus Christ is our Savior. He saves us from ourselves. He saves us from having to do it. He saves us from the world, from the world system. He saves us from our own thinking apart from Him. He saves us from our best intentions. Thank God He saved us. Thank God He made a way for us. Thank God that there is a new way, a new foundation that's built on the rock, which is Christ. See, you and I, we've been called. We've been called to live the abundant life. And now the abundant life is not in the respect of the way the world thinks. The world, when it thinks of abundance, it thinks of one thing. God wants you to have a fulfilled life. And in order for you to have a fulfilled life, you're going to have to experience some things. A fulfilled life. A full life. Fulfilled. Full and filled life. He wants you to have a fulfilled life, full and filled. So it's going to be a full life. It's going to be a filled life. That is what God intends for you in the abundant life. And, you know, when people see our lives, the lives that we live in Christ, it amazes them because our lives are full. They're rich. They're rich in experience. They're rich in just the whole humanity of it all. And God carries you through. You know what? In the toughest situations that I've ever been in, I know that just if God took me aside and just let me rest for a little while, a couple of days, a week, you know, recharge me a little bit, it just makes all the difference. But in the middle of it, you can't see. But once you're through it and you come to the other side, you wouldn't trade it. You would not trade it. The experiences that God has put you through, you would not trade it. Once you've come to the other side of it. But while you're in the middle of it, look, the flesh inside of you wants out, but the Spirit of God is calling you to go through. And He will carry you through. You know, I know some of you guys wrote in, you said, we talk about overcoming a lot. Yeah. Yes, we do. You know why? Because there's one consistent thing that God has said to every church throughout history and to every single believer, to him who overcomes. God wants you to overcome. And that means you got to go through, not out. You got to go through. That means that you got to rise up inside of these things. You got to look at it and say, all right, that's it. Father God, I can't do it. You do it through me. I give you full reign, full command, full control. And I turn to you and I trust you. And I'm not going to try to meddle and fiddle and make things work. I'm going to trust you to do it. And if there's something that you need from me, you direct me. But if you don't say go, I can't go. If you don't say left, I won't go left. If you don't say right, I won't go right. If you don't say straight, I won't go straight. You show me. But I trust you. But Lord, give me the will, the desire, the heart to obey, and the strength to walk this journey, and the sensitivity of spirit to know that it's you that is leading and guiding, that it's you that's speaking, that it's you that's showing the way forward. And Lord, if you give me that assurance, if you give us that assurance, and we know it's you, Father, and the power of your spirit that gives us and solidifies our will to do your will, praise God. We're going to be all right. So, hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. Hey, keep on keeping on. Don't worry. Don't worry about a thing. It's all going to be fine. All right. God bless you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.